روانشناسی به انگلیسی بخش دوم
Section 2 Psychological Texts in English
درس اول
Lesson 1 Intelligence What is intelligence? Some researchers have suggested that intelligence is a single general ability, while others believe that intelligence encompasses a range of aptitudes, skills, and talents. The following are some of the major theories of intelligence that have been emerged during the last 100 years. British psychologist Charles Spearman, 1864 until 1945, described intelligence as a single general ability that refers to as general intelligence or the G factor. After using a technique known as factor analysis to examine a number of mental aptitude tests, Spearman concluded that scores on these tests were remarkably similar. Psychologist Louise L. Thorsten, 1887 until 1955, offered a different theory of intelligence. Instead of viewing intelligence as a single general ability, Thurston's theory focused on 7 different primary mental abilities. The abilities that he described were verbal comprehension, reasoning, perceptual speed, numerical ability, word fluency, associative memory, and spatial visualization. One of the more recent ideas to emerge is Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. His theory describes 8 distinct intelligences that are based on skills and abilities that are valued within different cultures. The 8 intelligences Gardner described are visual spatial, verbal linguistic, bodily kinesthetic, logical mathematical, interpersonal, musical, intrapersonal, and naturalistic intelligence. Psychologist Robert Sternberg defined intelligence as mental activity directed toward purposive adaptation to, selection and shaping of real-world environments relevant to one's life. Sternberg proposed what he refers to as successful intelligence is comprised of 3 different factors: analytical intelligence, creative intelligence, and practical intelligence. While there has been considerable debate over the exact nature of intelligence, no definitive conceptualization has been emerged. Today, psychologists often account for the many different theoretical viewpoints when discussing intelligence and acknowledge that this debate is ongoing. Is intelligence inherited? It is generally accepted that intelligence is inherited but can also be related to the environment. While studies have shown that heredity is an important factor in determining intelligence, it was also suggested that environment is a critical factor in determining the extent of its expression. It is believed that race and culture have their own share in intelligence as well, but so far there is no confirmed conclusion that intelligence varies from race to race. Environmental factors can play a role as well, but in fact they are capable of slowing down our mental processes more than enhancing it. Intelligent tests. In 1905, Alfred Binet and Théodore Simon devised a system for testing intelligence with scoring based on average mental levels for various age groups. However, the German psychologist L. Wilhelm Stern was the first to coin the term intelligence quotient, IQ, a figure derived from the ratio of mental age to chronological age. While there are different types of intelligence tests, they all measure the same intelligence. Some use words or numbers and require specific cultural knowledge, like vocabulary. Others do not and instead use shapes or designs and require knowledge of only simple and universal concepts. The main criticism of intelligence testing is that it is difficult to ensure that test items are equally meaningful or difficult for members of different socio-cultural groups.